It's Just Politics. Good afternoon. I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And Governor Snyder has signed a bill, Rick, that repeals the state's helmet law. But, Rick, this isn't something necessarily that the governor really wanted to deal with.
This is one of those issues that the governor says is, quote, not on my agenda, which is Snyder shorthand for I don't want to deal with this.
A phrase he uses often, it appears.
Somewhat frequently when he's confronted with an issue that's not part of his agenda. But, you know, this caps an almost four-decade-long effort of lobbying to repeal the helmet requirement. Talk about something that will change the culture of this place. One of the regular aspects of covering the Capitol is witnessing the people, many of them now with, you know, gray hair and ponytails, hair that probably wasn't gray when they started lobbying against this law. You know, they've come close a few times. Two times they got a bill to repeal the helmet requirement in front of Governor Jennifer Granholm, and she vetoed it. Going back even further, actually, in the 1990s, the helmet law opponents did succeed in enacting a policy change at the state capitol.
Do tell.
There was a rally with the motorcycle riders, first circling the capitol and then marching up on the steps. And Zoe, someone put a helmet on the sidewalk and doused it with something flammable and lit it on fire.
And for years, actually, you could see where that mark was, right?
It was a big black mark on the right in front of the state capitol that all the visitors, the school kids, had to walk over on their way over. It took years to get rid of it. So the capitol did adopt a rule that you could no longer burn stuff on the sidewalk in front of the capitol.
So, Rick, as we said, the governor's, you know, not on my agenda. He wasn't ready to sign it. And he did. So I guess this raises the question, why did he sign it?
Well, and I talked to his office, and his thinking about this evolved. He said at first that it wasn't on his agenda, and then that if he was going to do it, he wanted it to be in the context of an overhaul of the state's auto insurance laws, and there has been no overhaul, but the governor still signed it. He says, his office says, that this recognizes that he has a partnership with the Republican legislature, and that this is something that clearly a majority of the House and the Senate wanted, and that he wanted to respect that.
So let's map this out. Let's take this a step further. Let's possibly look to future legislation, something else maybe that the governor said is not on his agenda, and that would be right-to-work laws. Now, the governor has said he doesn't want to deal with that right now, but there's Republicans, one in particular, Representative Shirky, who say, no, now is the time. So has the governor now sort of played his hands that he's shown that he might say that something is not on his agenda, he doesn't want to deal with it, but if it comes to his desk that he will sign it?
Certainly it would appear to create an issue as the governor tries to go to the unions and try and get them to step back on a ballot proposal to essentially preemptively ban a right-to-work law, as well as roll back a lot of Republican legislation. It speaks to the balancing act that he's engaged in, that on the one hand, that he's trying to get the legislature to buy into his priorities, priorities that conservatives, Tea Partiers in the legislature in particular, are not enthusiastic about. And he gets to say, maybe it wasn't on my agenda, but I have respected your priorities. Maybe now you can respect a few of mine. That, I've been told that if there's a deal that's part of it, no one can tell me what it is, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't set up that expectation. Or is it the other way around? You know, does this fuel the idea that the legislature can send something to the governor that's not on his agenda, and he's more likely than not to simply accept it?
It's just politics.
It's a motorcycle story that's the next chapter in the saga of how the governor relates to a legislature that's not always on the same page as him.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I don't want a pickle, just want to ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want don't want to tickle. I'd rather ride on my motorcycle. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle.